USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. FBI Director Christopher Wray is announcing the rescue of more than 200 victims of sex trafficking in a nationwide campaign dubbed Operation Cross Country. The feds activated nearly every field office plus state and local partners to identify or arrest more than 6 suspected human traffickers. The two-week initiative resulted in the rescue of 59 minor victims of child sex trafficking and sexual exploitation. The downgrading of the U.S. credit rating by Fitch is a warning shot across the U.S. government's bow. University of Central Florida economist Sean Snaith says that
in terms of budget management, we've been adrift here for really decades.
Dr. Snaith says the downgraded credit rating for the U.S. could result in consumers facing higher rates on mortgages and credit cards. The new head of the United Auto Workers Union took to social media this week to lay out what he wants in a new contract with Detroit's big three carmakers. Sean Fain says union members are suffering.
We're currently living in a cost of living crisis caused by corporate greed. Companies are jacking up prices to make larger and larger profits while our wages have remained stagnant or regressed.
Fain also wants a 32-hour work week for union members. Meanwhile, striking writers and Hollywood studios will reportedly start talking again this week on Friday. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death. Family member of a victim, Lee Stein, says is at peace.
Finally, justice has been served. And even though nothing will bring my dad back, I feel like a weight has been lifted and I can breathe a sigh of relief.
A federal jury reached the unanimous decision Wednesday. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
But a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Summer continues with millions of Americans under heat alerts all across the South, where the heat index is hitting triple digits at the same time. Along with all the heat comes more concern about snake bites.
Snake bites during the summer are increasing in the U.S., as revealed by an Emory University study led by researcher Noah Skvornik.
We want to do a better job of being able to predict or project who may be bitten and when, where, and how we can try to avoid that.
The research indicates a notable rise in the chances of snake bites with higher daily temperatures. Among venomous creatures, snakes exhibit a stronger correlation between temperature and bite frequency.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Republican presidential hopeful Mike Pence is railing against President Biden's economic policies. While speaking at the Indiana State Fair, Pence said the cost of living is rising due to Biden's failed policies.
The economic policies of the Biden administration literally have turned the American dream into a pipe dream.
He laid out his plan to drive down inflation if elected president, stating he'll end runaway spending in Washington. The former vice president made no mention of his former boss, Donald Trump. There's new hope that the U.S. may soon get some information about a Texas soldier who was captured when he crossed into North Korea. The State Department has reached out to the reclusive country to get an update, and for the first time, North Korea has responded. But they didn't give an update. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.